Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 27, Rustenburg 28, Polokwane 26. President Cyril Ramaphosa says he believes that the Forum on China-Africa Cooperation can play an important role as Africa works to build an integrated network of linkages between the countries. He delivered an address at the summit in Beijing. Ramaphosa says he welcomes the proposal by President Xi Jinping to elevate China's bilateral relations with African countries.
This fourth FOCAC summit reflects the cooperative, comprehensive, and intentional nature of our cooperation. This summit reflects our shared desire for modernization, development, and progress on the African continent.
Meanwhile, Secretary General of the United Nations, Antonio Guterres, says improving trade relationships between Africa and China could drive the renewable energy revolution. He spoke to Chinese state television, saying the cooperation with China represents an extremely important opportunity for the continent.
China is having an extremely important role in the investment that Africa needs to do to overcome its gaps in infrastructure, its gaps in education, its gaps in health.
An independent crime and policing expert, Johan Berger, says police are not successful in terms of holding their own official accountable for misconduct. This comes after Sunnyside Police Station is investigating viral video showing a member of the public sitting on the backseat of a Sunnyside police vehicle promoting his herbal products. This video went viral after it was posted on the social media platform TikTok, raising concerns on whether instead of police vans doing their jobs, they are used by ordinary citizens to promote their businesses. Berger says police should work harder to eradicate officers who are setting a bad image for the law enforcement.
If they want to save the general image of the police service, they will have to make certain that those officers who do not belong in the police service, that they are acted against and that the police service gets rid of them.
KwaZulu-Natal police recovered stolen copper cables worth about 20 million rand at a scrapyard in Queensborough yesterday. Police spokesperson Robert Nitsunda says the members of the Public Order Policing Unit followed up on information about the possibility of illegal activities at the scrapyard. He says the operation, which also involved members of the Hawks, was executed and a large amount of copper was found.
On Wednesday morning, the operation, which also involved members of the Hawks, was executed and a large amount of copper was found. The Itakwini municipality officials confirmed that the bulk of the stolen copper cable recovered belonged to the municipality. A 59-year-old man who identified himself as the manager of the scrapyard was detained, and after processing, he will be presented before court.
And the World Health Organization says the first phase of large-scale polio vaccination campaign in Gaza has concluded successfully. This first phase gave 200,000 children in the center of the Palestinian territory their initial dose. More on jackrandfm.com. Click on news. I'm Emil Pinar with Nisi. President Cyril Ramaphosa says samenwerking met China kan 'n belangrike rol in Afrika speel.
And now, 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
Get ready.
On Jacaranda FM.
My baby born a Birkin. She's been telling me all night long. Gasoline and groceries. The list goes on and on. It's 9 to 5 ain't working. Why the hell do I work so hard? I can't worry about my problems. I can't take them when I'm gone. One, here comes the two, to the three, to the four. Tell them bring another round, we need plenty more. Two-stepping on the table, she don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good Lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar.